Good to welcome everybody and welcome to the Motzai Shabbashir for Parshas Bo. Parshas Bo, as we know, concludes with two paragraphs, two parshios, two sections, which are inserted in our tefillin. As we know, our tefillin actually have four parshios in them, these two paragraphs in the end of Parshas Bo, plus the parsha known as the first parsha of Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, etc., V'yahavta, and so on, and the second parsha of Kriya Shema, V'hayom Shamoa. A total of four parshios. That's in every pair of tefillin, both in the Shel Yad and in the Shel Rosh. The primary difference between the Shel Yad and Shel Rosh in this regard is that in the Shel Yad, you have all four of these parshios are written on one single piece of parchment, whereas in the Shel Rosh, they're written on four individual pieces of parchment inserted, but it's the same four parshios. Again, the two parshios, the two paragraphs, the end of this week's Sedra Parshas Bo, and the one in Parshas Eschanan, Shema V'Ahavta, and Rayim Shema from Parshas Ekev. And in all four places, the mitzvah tefillin is presented, although each time with slightly different words. We take a look in the opening source, source number one, Perek Yigimel Pasuk Tes, that's in the first of the two Parshas here in Bo. V'hoi l'chol ha'os ha'yor chol ha'zikon ben enechol ha'man tia toros Hashem ha'ficho kibiyor chazak ha'otziach Hashem mimitzrayim, right? Again, some type of a sign on your hand and some type of an insignia or something between your eyes and your head, so you should remember the Torah of Hashem and remember that He took us out of Mitzrayim. And then in Pasuk Tezayin of Perek Yud Gimel, the very end, the last Pasuk in our Sedra, V'hoi la'os ha'er chalotot tofos ben enecha ki b'chozik yor otziyanu Hashem Mitzrayim. Again, tefillin on the hand, and tofos of some form of tefillin, frontlets, however we describe that word, not our subject now, referring to tefillin shorosh. So those are the two references here in Parashas Bo. And the other two in Parshas Veschanan, source two, Dvarim Perek Vav Pasuk Ches, we know from Kriya Shema, Kshartam Leos Hayadecha, Avilu Tatovos Ben Necha. And source number three in Parshas Ekev, Dvarim Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Yud Ches, Nisamtam Ezvar Eila Aleph Avchem Aleph Shechem, Ukshartem Osam Leos Hayadchem, Avilu Tatovos Ben Enechem. Again, certain differences, but basically in these four places, in these four paragraphs, the mitzvah of Tfilin, Tfilin Shayad, and Tfilin Shirosh is presented. And those are the four parshas that indeed are written inside every pair of tefillin. The question we'd like to begin to look at is, what exactly is the relationship between the tefillin Shel Yad and the tefillin Shel Rosh? And perhaps even more significantly, at least initially, is this to be enumerated or counted as one mitzvah in the Tayag mitzvahs? Or, no, not one mitzvah, there are two different mitzvahs. And again, there are obviously two different ways to look at it. We could say that this is one mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin. The mitzvah to wear tefillin includes putting tefillin on your arm and putting tefillin on your head. Okay, but fundamentally, it's the same mitzvah. It's one mitzvah in the list of the Tayag, the 613 mitzvahs. Or one could certainly suggest that there are two separate mitzvahs, right? There's a mitzvah to put tefillin on your hand, and there's a different mitzvah to put tefillin on your head. And maybe they're not, they're to be counted as two separate mitzvahs. And that's what I'd like to begin to look at. We'll see some practical differences, perhaps, between those approaches. We know that we have a tradition, right? There's a tradition that there are 613 mitzvahs. The Torah never lists off, here's mitzvah number one, here's mitzvah number two, here's mitzvah number three, etc. So there's a lot of questions exactly how to count something as a mitzvah. Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs, many others did as well, even before the Rambam, Rav Sadia go in the Bahag. Okay, there are different approaches to this. Now, there is a Mishnah in Maseches Menachos, where a lot of the Dinim of Tefillin are found, because of this Mishnah, actually, the Maseches Menachos, they're describing different parts of different offerings, one of which may not be ma'akeh the other, meaning you don't need to do both if you're supposed to do both, but does the absence of one disqualify the other? That's the subject of ma'akev. And the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, source number four, in Menachos says, Hatcheles, it's talking about tzitzis, Hatcheles eina ma'akeves zalovan, v'alovan eina ma'akeves hatcheles. We know that certain number of strings are supposed to be the color of tcheles, some bluish type of color, and some of the strings are supposed to be white, but the Mishnah says, you have only tcheles. So that, you have only lovan. That does not hold back the mitzvah. In other words, if you could have it like we do, most people do anyway, a lot of people, they have only white today because one gets the mitzvah because the tcheles is not ma'akev. It should have a blue color dye, but we have other reasons why many people assume that we don't have those dyes today. We're not able to make it. So there's some disagreements about that. Not our topic tonight. But at the end of the day, the Mishnah says, ha'tcheles ena ma'akev es ha'lovan. If you don't have tcheles, okay, so use lovan. If you don't have lovan, use more tcheles. It's not ma'akev. All right, that's not really our topic. Okay, and Rashi there says in Lamed Ches Aleph, source 5, the Alpha Gav, the Mitzvah, Lasse Tcheles, no question, Rashi is Beis Chutin. Rashi's opinion, two of the four strings But when you fold it over the way we do, 4 out of 8 have to be tchenas. That itself is machlokes. Again, not really our subject. Okay, but one, if you have all the one color, all the other color, it's not ma'akiv, it doesn't hold you back from fulfilling the mitzvah. More relevant to us is a continuation of the Mishnah, which reads, tefillah, tefillah here is the singular of tefillin. Not talking about prayer, tefillah here is a singular of tefillin. The tefillin is a plural word, and it's a singular tefillah. Tefillah shel yad, eina ma'akeves es sharosh, v'sharosh, eina ma'akeves es shel yad. If you're having the tefillin shel yad, or actually not having the tefillin shel yad, is not ma'akev, does not hold you back from your obligation in the mitzvah to put on the sharosh. And not having the sharosh does not hold you back for the mitzvah, putting the shel yad. Sounds like they're two different mitzvahs. And one without the other, you can do. Of course, you're supposed to wear tefillin shel yad and tefillin sharosh. But if you have only one, it's not ma'akev, you do the other one. You do that one, and you can't do the other one. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, I mentioned before the Sefer Halachas Gedolah is attributed to one of the Gaonim, perhaps the Gedolah, source number 6. In his Hagdama to the Sefer, we call that author the Baal Halachas Gedolah, the Bahag. So the Bahag writes, when he has his list of Elu Mitzvahs Kumasei, source 6, here are the mitzvahs which you have to get up and do, the obligatory acts that you have to do. So Aleph is Kriyashma, Bey is Tfilin. And that's it. He counts Tfilin as one mitzvah. In his list of the 613, you can look it up and see how it gets to 613. His list of the 613 counts tefillin as one mitzvah. I mean, it's a mitzvah which has two parts. One part is to put on your arm, the other part is to put on your head. It's one mitzvah with two parts, but he counts it as only one mitzvah. The Rambam clearly disagrees. If you look in the Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam 7, mitzvahs I say yud beis, ha-mitzvah yud beis, he should see one olech tefillin shorosh. They quote the pasuk. Okay, there's one mitzvah, counts as a separate mitzvah. Mitzvah say yud beis is to wear tefillin shel rosh. Okay, interesting, it puts that one first, another discussion. Mitzvah Yud Gimel, 8, Mitzvah Yud Gimel, HaMitzvah Yud Gimel, who should tefillin shel yad. So the Rambam clearly counts tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad as two separate mitzvahs in the list of the Taryag. And the Rambam's proof, hold on, the Rambam's proof is this Mishnah Menachos, actually he quotes a Gemara Menachos, but he said it's, which is commenting on the same topic, he said, I'll bring you a proof. Haraya El Hayos tefillin shel rosh yad shtei mitzvahs. My proof that the Shoyad and Sharosh are two separate mitzvahs is a Gemara a little later, Menachos, Mem Dadam and Aleph, where the Gemara brings up, how could it be? Would anybody suggest that if you don't have one, you shouldn't do the other? They're not Ma'akev, right? Two separate mitzvahs. He's referring to, before I get to the Gemara, I'll just point out that the Sefer HaChinuch, who often follows the Rambam in terms of his enumeration of the Tayyad mitzvahs, the Sefer HaChinuch in Parsha Leschan and Mitzvah Tov Chof Aleph, 9, mitzvahs tefillin shel yad, likshor tefillin shel yad, right? And number tav chav beis, 10, is mitzvahs tefillin shel rosh. Okay, so he also counts them as two separate mitzvahs. What's the Rambam's proof? There is a Gemara Menachos, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, source 11, based on that Mishnah that we started with back in source 4. Okay, tefillin shel yad ain't a ma'akeves. Again, tefillah is a singular of tefillin. The tefillin shel yad is not ma'akev. Amar Rav Chisda, lo shanu el sheyesho. So the quotation of Rav Chisda says, that's only if you have it and for some other reason can't put it on. Let's say you have a cast or something, whatever, you can't put one on, but you have them both. Okay, as Rashi says in the next page 12, Menachos mem darav el sheyesho stein, ain't a manich el achas osa mitzvah mir kaim. You have them both. However, he then seems to say, aval ain't lo, ma'akev, you don't have the other one at all, then it is ma'akev. So Amrlo, Amr, did you say that? Can it be? Amrlo, lo, lo, that's not what I meant. Elamanda lesle train mitzvahs, chad mitzvah, nami lo levit. A person can't do two different mitzvahs, so you should do not even one? That's a rhetorical question. Of course not. Right? That's the Gemara says. Would anybody suggest that if you have two mitzvahs to do and you only do one, you shouldn't do the other one either because you can't do one of them? Right? That's ridiculous. Okay, okay, there's a reason why I thought maybe someone will be so careful about it. Okay, those are the details of that Gemara. But says the Rambam, and again in the Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs Essay Yud Gimel, number 8, the Rambam says, you see from that Gemara, the Gemara calls them two different mitzvahs. The Gemara says, would anybody suggest that if there are two mitzvahs and you can't do one of them, you shouldn't do the other one either? Of course not. So says the Rambam clearly. You can't say two separate mitzvahs. That's what the Gemara says. And again, one is not ma'akev the other. So this is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Bahag, where the tefillin should be counted as two separate mitzvahs or one mitzvah. Now, there are two ways of looking at this machlokas. Okay, or at least two ways of looking at this machlokas. Okay, on the one hand, one can say that this is what I like to call a local machlokas. It's a technical question of how we enumerate the mitzvahs of the Torah. How do we count to the Taryag? How do we count or decide whether to count something as a mitzvah, not to count something as a mitzvah. But as I said before, it's not clear. I'll give an exaggerated example. We know that there are 39 melachas that are forbidden on Shabbos midoraisa. So those 39 different isurim, 39 different averis, you're not allowed to cook, and you're not allowed to plant, and you're not allowed to sow, and you're not allowed to write, and you're not allowed to slaughter, and you're not allowed to carry. They're all considered 39 different averis. Oh, there's one isur. You're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. It encompasses many different things. So this is what I sometimes call a bookkeeping question, right? How do we figure out to get to the grand total of 613? That's not mentioned in the Torah anywhere. It's in the Gemara, in the end of Makkos, in the Midrashim that we have Taryag. We have 613 mitzvahs. But okay, we have to figure out how to enumerate them. So this machlokas, whether we count tefillin as one mitzvah with two parts or as two separate mitzvahs, this machlokas, the Bahag and the Rambam, maybe, as I call it, a local machlokas in terms of counting the mitzvahs. For example, if you take a look in Source 13, the Rambam actually, one of his innovations in terms of his list of the mitzvahs is he spends a lot of time telling you how he's going to reckon, how he's going to determine whether something ought to be counted as a mitzvah or a separate mitzvah or not. Right? He gives you a list of rules, and he has actually 14 principles that he's going to follow in determining whether something should be counted as an independent mitzvah or not. So in Shorash Yud Aleph, number 11, Source number 13, Rambam's list is 11th of his 14 rules is, you don't count different aspects of a mitzvah as separate mitzvahs. Okay? And he gives an example in the second line of 13. Come on, mitzvahs lulav. She arba minim. We know we have to take arba minim on sukkahs. You have to take a lulav, an esrog, an adasim, and arabas. So the Rambam says those are not four different mitzvahs of the Taryag. One mitzvah to take a lulav on sukkahs, the other mitzvah to take an esrog on sukkahs, the other mitzvah to take adasim on sukkahs, the other mitzvah to take arabas on sukkahs. No, it's one mitzvah, okay? Okay, these are all part of the same mitzvah. How do I know? So on the fourth line, the Rambam writes, right after the part, and I didn't quote the whole thing, but source 13 after the three dots. Okay, you have to explain, let me explain to you the principle here. He says, if you have different parts of a mitzvah, and if one is missing, it disqualifies the whole mitzvah. So then that means it's all counted as one big mitzvah. Okay? Hinemavur shehem mitzvah achas. Kimoha arba minim shebelulav. If a person doesn't have arba minim, doesn't have an esrog, so there's no mitzvah to take the lulav, adas, and the rubbers. A person can to keep, to keep the mitzvah alive and so on, but there's no kiyum, there's no fulfillment of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to take arba minim. And if you're missing one of them, any one of them, it's ma'akev, it prevents you from violating the mitzvah. We don't say it's a separate thing. Okay, I don't have an esrog, so I'll take a lulav. No, it's a package deal. Okay, so because one is ma'akev the other. So the Rambam says whenever a part of the mitzvah is ma'akev, it holds you back from fulfilling the mitzvah, that means it's all one big mitzvah, and it counts as one mitzvah. However, says the Rambam, and he quotes this discussion over here, this Mishnah we saw before in Menachos, when you have something like tefillin, where we said that the Mishnah told us that one is not ma'akev the other, you can be yotzei the mitzvah tzon shalyad even if you don't have the shalrosh, or you can be yotzei the shalrosh even if you don't have the shalyad. Well, that shows that there's two separate mitzvahs, says the Rambam. Now then he asks, what about tcheles and lavan? It's an interesting question because no one counts. The Rambam himself doesn't count tcheles as one mitzvah and lavan as the other mitzvah. And that same Mishnah in Menachos, back in source 4, seemed to say that it's the same concept, right? That the tchel is not ma'akev the lulav on either. So the Rambam says why that's different, because it's one for this one purpose, and it's one action, and so on. But in any event, that's the Rambam. And so therefore, this could be a machlokas. How do we count it? The Rambam says whenever it's not ma'akev, it's counted, whenever it's not one is not ma'akev the other, it's counted as two separate activities. The Ramban, in his Asogas to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Rambam in Shorash Yud Aleph there, and there's a 14 principles, number 11, for source 14, he says, well, tefillin, wait a minute, that's also one idea. But the Rambam said about tcheles and lavan, that's fundamentally the same purpose, the same goal, the same maisa. That's true about tefillin too. Tefillin are all for the same purpose. Laman tia tarsus shemakficha, and sound like the pasuk we had at the beginning again from our sedra. So he said it's a little hard to say, unless you want to say, says the Ramban, that they're two separate activities. When you don't put on tcheles and then separately put on lavan, it's one activity. Whereas tefillin's two different activities, the Ramban doesn't like that so much. And therefore, he's defending the other position. I think in the end, he agrees with the Rambam, but he defends that position. In any event, what we may have here, very simply, is a local machlokas. How do we count something as a mitzvah? Okay, does the fact that one is ma'akev, does that mean that it's two separate mitzvahs? What if we say it's not Makkeh, rather, it's two separate mitzvahs. Well, no, even if it's not Makkeh, maybe it's the same mitzvah with two parts. So this machlokas in the Bahagat Rama, maybe like what I, like I said, we call a local machlokas. Okay. It's just a, a bookkeeping question. How do we enumerate the mitzvahs? The Rambam has his column. And as we see the Ramban, we can disagree with the Rambam's column. Okay. You can learn a little bit differently. So that's one idea. Okay, and the Rambam is of the opinion that whenever there are two parts of a mitzvah, and you can fulfill each part without the other, so it's two separate mitzvahs. And the Bahag would say no. And the Bahag would say that just because you can fulfill one part with the other doesn't necessarily mean that it's a separate mitzvah in terms of counting the Taryag. Okay, that's one way to understand this mitzvah. However, there is another broader understanding of this machlokas, which has perhaps ramifications, halach lamaisa, not just a bookkeeping question of how to count the mitzvahs. Okay. And that really touches upon the relationship between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. And as we'll see momentarily, the Rashba seems to suggest that this question of whether one mitzvah or two mitzvahs may be a machlokas in terms of the brachas on tefillin, going well beyond the question of how to count the mitzvahs in the Taryag. You look in source number 15, Menachos Lamed Vav Med Aleph, the Gemara says the following, Omer Rav Chista, Soch bein tefillah letefillah. If a person talk, we know you're not supposed to talk in between putting on the Shel Yad and putting on the Shel Rosh. Let's say somebody did. So it says, Chozer u'mevarech. Chozer u'mevarech. Okay? Rashi explains in 16, bein tefillah letefillah, bein Shel Yad le Shel Rosh. It's the sofer, the sipher, kodem shirei chozer on Shel Rosh. He talked. They have to put in the Shel Yad before putting in the Shel Rosh. So he has to make another bracha. So says Rav Chista. The Gemara explains, Soch in, that's yes. If you talk, yes. Lo soch lo, but if you didn't talk, then you don't have to make another bracha. Meaning, it seems, they don't have to make a bracha on the Shel Rosh. Okay? Now, so ask the Gemara, one second. On the tefillin Shel Yad, again, tefillin is singular to tefillin. On the tefillin Shel Yad, you say a bracha, and that seems to imply whether you talk or not. Okay, it doesn't have nothing to do with talking. You have one bracha on the Shel Yad, one bracha on the Shel Rosh. Okay, and regardless of whether you talked or not. And a chanami answers the Gemara. Abai v'rova d'abar t'abai. Lo soch b'varach hachas. Soch b'varach time. No, that's also only talking about if you spoke in between, you interrupted. Okay, lo soch b'varach hachas. You didn't talk in between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. No additional bracha is needed for the Shel Rosh. Okay, you had the bracha on the Shel Yad. That counts for the Shel Rosh as well. No new bracha is needed. And it's only if you talk, Mevarach Shtayim. That's what comes out. Now, Rashi seems to understand, and it's a simple reading of the Gemara. Rashi there in 16, Menachos Lamed Vav Med Aleph. Rashi understands, right? There's a bracha laniach, right? Laniach is when you begin the act of putting it on, you put it on the Shel Yad. Al Mitzvah is kind of when you finish, the Mitzvah is on you, good. Come back to that. But look at the Rashi, Lo Soch, it's fourth Rashi in 16, Menachos Lamed Vav Med Aleph. Lo Soch, Ein Mevarach Ella Al Shel Yad Bilvad. According to Rashi, the simple reading of the Gemara is that if, in fact, you did not talk, you put on the Shel Yad, you made the bracha of laniach tefillin, and you didn't talk, then ein mevarach ela al Shel Yad bilvad. That bracha that you made on the Shel Yad, that's all you need to do. You don't need to make another bracha on the Shel Rosh. No bracha on mitzvah tefillin if you didn't talk. Okay? Soch mevarach time. That's like the statement of the Gemara. Yeah, okay. If you talked, you have to make another bracha on the Shel Rosh. But otherwise, under proper circumstances, only one bracha. So Rashi understands. However, take a look in Tosis. There in Menachos Lamed Vav Med Aleph 17. Dimamasu lo soch. Pirish Bekudris. Right? He quotes Rashi. Lo soch mevarach achas ben Shel Yad ben Shel Rosh. Soch mevarach shtayim lanich tzvil b'Shel Yad v'al mitzvah tzvil b'Shel Rosh. That's a Rashi. If you didn't talk, you only had one bracha covers both. But Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Lo soch mevarach achas l'shel rosh, mevarach al mitzvah tefillin shezuhi berchoso. Rabbeinu Tam learns the Gemara differently. Rabbeinu Tam learns the Gemara as saying, no, you always have to make a bracha, one on the Shel Yad, one on the Shel Rosh. The Shel Rosh gets its own bracha, okay? No matter whether you talk or you don't talk. You make laniach tefillin on the Shel Yad, and al mitzvah tefillin on the Shel Rosh. Whether you talk or you didn't talk, of course the Shel Rosh gets its own bracha. Says Rabbeinu Tam. What the Gemara meant when it says, if you talked, you make two brachas, and the conclusion of 15, right? Soch mevarach shtayim. That's, you have to make two on the Shel Rosh. You have to repeat the aniach tefillin and then al mitzvah tefillin. You follow? That's the machlokas between And that's the machlokas between Rashi and Amenotam, is to how to read that Gemara. According to Rashi, Rashi seems to learn, you make the bracha l'aneach tefillin, that counts both the shayat and the sharosh. Unless you talk, in which case, then you have to make a new bracha al mitzvah tefillin on the sharosh. But if you didn't talk, one bracha suffices. But a Tom does not learn the Gemara that way. But a Tom learns the Gemara as saying you always have to make two brachas. That's never a question. You make laniach on the shalyad and la'amitzis on the sharosh. When the Gemara says if you talk, you make two brachas, means you have to repeat the bracha on the sharosh. You have to say again laniach tzulin, that laniach tzulin, so to speak, was disqualified for the sharosh by your talking. And then you have to make a two on the sharosh. But if you don't talk, you always have to make one of the sharosh. That's the opinion of Tosas there in Menachas, Alam Vavad Aleph, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Now, if you take a look in the Rashba, this Chidusha HaRashba, in Menachas Alam Vavad Aleph, it's Chidusha HaRashba Miyuchaslo, okay, meaning it's attributed to the Rashba, it's a question whether we're sure that it was about the Rashba, but it's considered an authoritative source in any case. Okay, so the Rashba says in 18, Chidusha HaRashba Menachas Alam Vavad Aleph, Divam Aschus Soch Marokstein, Nira Keshitas Veinu Tam Tvei. I prefer Rabbeinu Tam's approach. First of all, achas, the nearer ketikun, stay bracha, stay tefillin, created the stay mitzvah same. Tying it into our question before. If we assume that they're two separate mitzvahs, the way the Rambam learned, where the Rashba apparently agrees, if you assume that there are two different mitzvahs, so obviously each one gets its own bracha. Since when they have the two different mitzvahs, there's one bracha, count one brichas mitzvah, count for both mitzvahs. They're two separate mitzvahs, then it makes sense to suggest that there are two separate brachas. In fact, what the Rashba is saying on a very simple level for now, this machlokas, whether it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs, okay, but the machlokas of Hagen and Rambam is more than a machlokas, a local machlokas, how to count mitzvahs. It's a machlokas as to what the nature of the, or what the obligation of the brachas are. Okay, according to Rashba, okay, according to Rashba, this machlokas in Rashi and Tam basically is contingent on whether it's one mitzvah of tulin or two separate mitzvahs of tulin. According to Rashi, it's one mitzvah, sefer shteitzach, one bracha works for both. Unless you talked, okay, so you disqualified that bracha, you have to make another bracha. But in the ordinary circumstances, you didn't talk, well, it's one mitzvah of tulin, so you make one bracha on the two mitzvahs. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, this is why Rashi is clearly learning, according to Rabbeinu Tam, no, if it's two separate mitzvahs, one mitzvah shayad, one is a rosh, it's much more logical to suggest that each one deserves or warrants its own separate bracha. That's what Rashba says. That's why he prefers Rabbeinu Tam's approach, because he thinks they're two separate mitzvahs. So therefore, two separate brachas. Okay, now, then he asks, he digresses, and I printed the whole Rashba. I'm not going to read the whole thing inside, but you can take a look. He says, how come we have different language? One is l'haniach tefillin, and one is al mitzvah tefillin. We should have had the same nusach for both, and so on. So Rashba elaborates, and he suggests, well, even if you hold the two separate mitzvahs, but they're not unrelated. They're obviously related. One is the beginning of the process, two separate mitzvahs, but it's related. So therefore, when it comes to Kshart, because every pasuk, all the psukim that are quoted in the first couple of sources, right, both in the two paragraphs of Tzolan in our parsha, here in Parsha's Bo, and the other two in Chumash Dvarim, the first two parshas of Shema, it's always linked to Kshart, again, exactly which words. But the same idea, they're obviously related. So therefore, the Rashba says you have to have both the Shoyad and the Sharosh. They're connected, so he explains that's how come you have some sort of different language. L'haniach is the beginning of the process, and mitzvahs is later, the conclusion of the process, but they're really counted as two separate mitzvahs. That's the point of that Rashba. And then he writes in the second page, about five lines down, "Ma'haytaima nami yesh liyashiv, shesh gam kein lahak shus prishim v'natam." 1 second. The mevorach stay brachas or stay mitzvahs ninu ki the prishas amai kishasach chozim mevorach. Okay, but now he asks the following question against Rabbi Natam. Okay. If the proper bracha for the Sharosh is all the time al mitzvah tulin, talking or not, why then, if you did talk between the Shayah and the Sharosh, why do you have to make two brachas on the Sharosh? What for? If they're two separate mitzvahs, I made the bracha of l'haniach on the Shayah. Good. Now I talked. All right? So now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's what the Gemara means. You have to make two brachas on the Sharosh. Ask Rashba, why? They're two separate mitzvahs. I'm already done with the Shayah. I made the bracha on the shayad. Good, I'm not supposed to talk. I interrupted a continuum. Okay, it wasn't right. But now I'm going to do the sharosh, which is a separate mitzvah. It gets its own brachas. I'm going to make its own bracha. Okay, let's explain why the nusach bracha is a little different. Fine. But why should you have to make two brachas on the sharosh? That's the question against Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. So basically, what do you need a repetition of the bracha? Why was that bracha on the shalyad? What was wrong with it? You have to repeat it. What was wrong? You did the mitzvah of the shalyad. So that's the question which Rosh Bo asks. He trained mitzvah. Lama tzarach lachos al varcha. He trained mitzvahs nino. Umal lano b'zeim sofrein time. Who cares? You talked in between. Okay, if I have two different mitzvahs, I have to put on my talis and I have to put on my tefillin. Okay, it's better not to talk in between. If I did, all right, one has nothing to do with the other. Two separate mitzvahs. I put on my talis, so I shouldn't talk. It's not nice to talk in shul in general. Good. When you're davening, you should be concentrating on davening, whatever. But l'chora, well, what has one got to do with the other? So the Rosh Bo goes on to explain that even though they're two mitzvahs and they're not ma'akim and so on and so forth, but since the pasuk links them, and you're not supposed to talk in between. So truthfully, he says the bracha of l'haniach, okay, the bracha of l'haniach is not because you have to make two brachas on the shul rosh, says the Rosh Bo. Adarabba, when do we ever find two birchas hamitzvah on the same mitzvah? Never do. I'm not saying we never have two brachas on the same mitzvah. We do. For example, anytime we say shecheyanu, right? We have a brachas hamitzvah and a shecheyanu, but the shecheyanu is not a brachas hamitzvah, right? Let's say ner Chanukah. We say that look is lahalik ner shachanik. We say she'asa nisim. Good, two brachas, but it's not the second bracha is not a brachas hamitzvah. A brachas hamitzvah is usually defined by the phrase asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu. That's a brachas hamitzvah. Okay, so we don't usually have two brachas hamitzvah on the very same mitzvah. Okay, a lot of times we'll say, sometimes let's say by matzah. When you eat matzah at the seder, you say hamotzi, and you say asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav alachilas matzah. Okay, there's two brachas, but one is a brachas hamitzvah, one's a brachas hamitzvah. Or by Chanukah, one's a birchas hamitzvah, one's a birchas shevach hodah. Fine, that we can have, but not two birchas hamitzvah on the same mitzvah. So therefore, the Rav Tam's position would seem to be a little difficult. You're going to say two birchas hamitzvah on the same act, putting on the shul rosh. So the Rosh Bo posits that the repetition of the lahaniach does not really relate to the shul rosh. The shul rosh has its own bracha mitzvah. Okay, it's a, when you speak in between the shayad and the shul rosh, the bracha of lahaniach is recited because the shayad. There was an interruption, and the bracha you said before, the shalyad, has been disrupted, and it's canceled out, and therefore you have to make the bracha again when you put on the shal rosh. That's the idea, but it's not really a bracha on the shal rosh. Shal rosh has its own bracha, mitzvah tulin. The repetition of lahaniach is because of the, it's a sort of link, the shalyad with shal rosh, since there was an interruption with speaking, so the continuum was broken, so you have to repeat the whole, thing. Okay, the shal, lahaniach, for example, is like a, goes back in the shalyad. And the end of that paragraph writes the Rosh, but we never make a berachas hamitzvah after doing it. Yeah, so once in a while we have to. Sometimes you have your stuff, you have no choice, you have to make the berachas hamitzvah after, even though it's not over las yosam. For example, he brings the tilas yadayim, we make the bracha after washing, and not our topic now. Okay, in any event, that's the position of the Rosh Bo. Okay, the l'chatchila, the mesakin to make the laniach on the shalyad, and the ma'amitzvahs on the shal rosh. If you muffed up by talking, made a mistake by talking, so then you have no choice but to repeat the bracha of the shalyad. But the bottom line, says the Rosh Bo, is that repetition of the shalyad bracha, laniach tefillin, that you say when you put on the shalrosh, is not a bracha on the shalrosh. It goes back to the shalyad. That's how the Rosh Bo learns. Okay, you look, take a look in the Nemukhi Yosef 19. I printed Nemukhi Yosef in the Halachas Ketana section in the back of Menachas. It's Daf Ches and Aleph on the page of the Rif, Hilchos Tefillin. He writes, Lo Soch, etc. Look at 19. Mipnei Sha'achshav Masri Lanicho. Okay, this is the beginning, and this is the end, and he goes through the same thing. If you interrupted, so then you have to repeat. And again, perhaps it relates to the question whether it counts as two mitzvahs or not, and so on. If you look in the Bach, or Chaim Sim Chofei 20, Timamasim Hifsik, the right, he writes, the Tzorach Lomar, Lefize, what if you have the following case? And he concludes this from Rosh Bo's idea. What if a guy only has a Tzorach Lomar? Okay, man only has a tzula sharosh. Doesn't have his shalyad with him. Traveling, something got lost, whatever happened. Or he can't put on the shalyad. He's got a cast or whatever it is. He can't put on the shalyad. So now what? We're not talking where the guy talked. He didn't talk, but he can't put on the shalyad. So says the Bach, seems to me, if ain't a tzula sharosh, ain't a mevarach ela al mitzvahs bavad. Then you don't have to make two brachas. Then you don't have to make both lahaniach and al mitzvahs on that shalrosh. Because the way the Rosh Bo just explained, the repetition of lahaniach after you've talked is really not relating to the shal rosh. Relates to the shal yad. We interrupted by talking, so it goes back on the shal yad. But if you don't have a shal yad to begin with, then the shal rosh gets only its own bracha, the bracha of mitzvah tulin. And he quotes that in Mukhi Yosef and so on. Okay, even though we follow Rabbeinu Tam, that ordinarily you make two brachas, but again, if on the shal rosh, if you talk, that's if you talk. Okay, and then you canceled out the shalyad, but you don't have a shalyad altogether, then you only make one bracha on the shal rosh. That's what emerges in the Rosh Bo, as the Bach explained. However, Take a look in the Gemara in Brachos, Samech Amud Beis, 21. The Gemara says, Kimonach Tfilin Adare, if you put tfil on your arm, Dare, Dalad, Aramaic, Dalad, Hebrew, Zion, or the changeable Zaro, your hand, right? Put tfil on your arm. Lema Baruch Hashem Kiddushon Son on the Yach Tfilin. Aresha on your head, Lema Baruch Hashem Kiddushon Son on the Yach Tfilin. That's why Brachos, Samech Amud Beis. There, Tosa says the following 22. He says, why? Again, because we put on the shoyad, that's lahaniach, you begin to put on, shalrosh is the conclusion, and so on. But then he quotes, Tos the Bracha, Samach and Beis, Vilmaschel, Shekhi, the Shom Sov, 22, quotes the Gemar Menachas, Argo Menachas, Avlam and Vav, and says, by talking, and so on and so forth. And he writes, look on the third line, okay, Lachain Pirish Rabinatam, Dal Shalroshi Gemar Mitzvah, the Iker. Shalrosh is the more important. It's the Iker of the two. The Yeshba, Dalad Batin, has four different compartments with the Farshas in it. And the Shin has the Shins on the side. Mevarach Al Mitzvah. Aval Soch, look into his words. Chozer Mevarach Shtayim Al Shalrosh. Two brachas on the Shalrosh. Bechem Bishmash Rabbi, the Gaonim, and so on. Ulapirish Rabbi Natam. Gam Soch, Gabe Soch Mevarach Shtayim. Im Yaniach Shalrosh Levad. Dein Makvin Zesem Mevarach Shtayim. Not like the Rashba learned. Not like the Bach inferred from the Rashba. Rabbeinu Tam here in Brachas, he didn't say this in Menachas, but here in Brachas, he specifically says, if you have only the Shalrosh, then you make the two Brachas on the Shalrosh, not just if you talk. Again, that's his language. Okay, Lepir Shabbeinu Tam, Gabi Sach, Mevarach Shtayim, Im Yaniach Shalrosh Levad, Dein Makvin Zesem Mevarach Shtayim El Shalrosh Levad. Okay? And he says that which the Lord didn't say it. Well, it doesn't come up that often, and so on and so forth. But that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. That's a different view. Okay, that's a different view than we said before. Because before, the way the Rashba learned it, the Rabbeinu Tam only requires two brachas in the Shalrosh. If you talk, because you got to repeat the bracha of the Shalyad, which was disqualified by your talking. But it goes back on the Shalyad. But Tosas here in Brachas says not so. He says, according to Rabbeinu Tam, again, it's not Rabbeinu Tam himself speaking. He says, it will appear to Rabbeinu Tam, it will fear Rabbeinu Tam. Whoever one of the Balei Tosas is speaking here says, that when you repeat the bracha of laniach, it's because the shalrosh requires both brachas. Okay? If you didn't speak, so the laniach and the shalyad covered the shalrosh too. But if you did speak, so then the initial bracha of laniach can no longer work for the shalrosh, has to be repeated. And therefore, according to this approach, that if we only have a shalrosh and not a shalyad, you put the shalrosh on and you recite both brachas. Rashba doesn't seem to hold like that. So they're very, very fascinating. Approach of Tosas, and it really leads to the question of what we asked before, since when do you have two brachas on the same mitzvah? That's very, very strange shita of Rabbeinu Tam in this Tosas. Just as a side point, before we get to address that subject, I just quoted a few sources, because this idea of saying two brachas appears in a number of places. There's Yerushalmi in Brachas, source 23. Perek Beis, Yerushalmi says, Be'ez etzad in Warchaland, Ketzad, right? What brachas he say? So there's an interesting point. Interesting. The Yerushalmi here has the brachas not the way we have it. We say laniach on the shalyad, and mitzvahs on the shalrosh, and the Yerushalmi implies the opposite. So mitzvahs on the shalyad, and related to laniach on the shalrosh. Interesting. Okay, now the Chiddush Ramban, I'm not interested so much. I just want to show one thing. Rabban and Nida, Nun Aleph Medbei, Zomasko Hadarmina, 25, quotes this Yerushalmi, and he says, according to Yerushalmi, you say, Al Mitzvah on the Shalyad, and Al Nochas to Laniach on the Shalrosh, the other way around. However, I did want to point out, look in 26, the Sefer Yosher Ben Utam, Chelek HaChidush in Simitov Chav Zayin, quotes Yerushalmi, and he quotes it the other way. So there's a Girsa question. He quotes the Yerushalmi saying exactly what we say. You say laniach on the shalyad, and I'm on the shalrosh. Okay, stop, an interesting thing. But it does emerge from there that there are two brachas. I do want to point out, though, that the Yerushalmi elsewhere in brachas, Parak Tes Halacha Gimel 27, Yerushalmi says, Kushu lovesh omer amitzvah tilin. Only quotes the bracha amitzvah tilin. And that's it. Only one bracha, it sounds like. Okay? Toseftan brachas, the name of the bracha amitzvah. Toseftan brachas, Parak Vav Halacha Tes Vav 28, says, Kushu menichan omer asher kirishan lahaniach tilin. And that's it. So there are early sources which seem to indicate, more like Rashi, there was no talking, so you only make one bracha. On the other hand, the other Yerushalmi says you make two brachas. So again, could be goes back to earlier sources. Also, I printed in 29, only because it's in this week's Sedra, the Medrash Tanhuma, here in Parshas Bo, Os Yud Dalad, Tzrayzu Mitzvah, Laniach Tfilin Shal Yad Tchila, and you say Asher Kishon L'Aniach Tfilin, and they make the Sharosh HaMitzvah Tfilin, and they talk about what you talked in between, and so on. And that's one of the things which you, Parsha Shoftim, someone who was disqualified or dismissed from having to serve in the army, if you're afraid of Averis, this is considered Averis if you talked in between, and so on. But let's get back, that's all side points, but let's get back, I mean, interesting, I think, but side points. So let's get back now to the major issue, and that is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, at least as understood by the Tosin Brachas, we have two brachas, two birchas hamitzah on the same mitzah, sharosh. Okay, meaning we're in a time, if you only have a sharosh, make two brachas. Since when? So I printed a long, long piece, and it's kedai to read through. I only read through part of it now, but it's kedai to read through, in my opinion. Of Soloveitchik and his shurim there in brachas, the Mishima shurim, the brachas samach on beis, has a whole essay on birchas mitzvahs tilling. Okay, and he quotes the machlokas, Tosus, and the Rashi. Okay, if you take a look on the third line there, Os Aleph, Mavurisha Rashi, with Tosin Nechelku, Babrichas Tillin. Okay, the Shitas Rashi, the Chatkila Kishalo Sok, we didn't talk, Mavarach only Bracha Achas, one Bracha, and Nech Tillin, Anachas Tillin, Shahar Sharosh. And it's only when you have talked in between, you have to make two Brachas. Vashenu Kenneth, you're Benu Tam, the Shilah, the Kishalo Sok, Mavarach, and Nech Tillin, Shal Shayad, Mamitzah Tillin, Sharosh, and so on. So first, the Rav discusses Rashi Shita. He says, Vine, yes, I am the Shitas Rashi. Okay. You know, if you're going to repeat, if you say that the initial bracha is disqualified by the talking, so why shouldn't you say lehaniach on the shorosh? The whole idea, why do you say a different text, al mitzvah tfilin? If according to Rashi, if you say lehaniach tfilin and you didn't talk, you're in good shape. You had the bracha and lehaniach covered both the shayad and shorosh. But if you talked, you have to make another bracha and the shorosh. Why isn't it the same bracha? If you interrupted and ruined the continuum, so now you don't have this lehaniach going on the shorosh anymore because you talked. Why shouldn't you say the same bracha? Why don't have the same text? That's what the Rav is bothered about here. And he says, the Shlomo gives a teretz that the two different brachas are related. Lehaniach tfilin is only, you know, when they come to one maisa mitzvah, even though the two different mitzvahs, okay? And he says, our mitzvah is always on the completion. That's, he gives that teretz. Okay, it's a different, that's why you have a different text. But as far as the Oz Beis and Gimel deal with our bigger issue, Rabbeinu Tam. He says, what's going on here? Nir l'tarat, Rabbeinu Tam, why did Rabbeinu Tam say there are two birchas and mitzvah on the same mitzvah? So the Rav suggested the following, and we'll look at a couple of the sources that I printed subsequently to explain the Shita. Okay, he said as follows. There are really two different kiyumim in tefillin. And the kiyum of the tefillin shel yad is the following. Look at the end of the first line in Oz Beis there. The ikar kiyum mitzvah tefillin shel yad, who? Maise mitzvah hanocha ukshira uksiv bekra ukshartam la'oz ayadecha. Says the Rav. The kiyum of the tefillin shel yad, the loshon of pasuk ukshartam, right? Tying, binding, fastening the tefillin shel yad onto your arm. That's the mitzvah. But the ilukia mitzvah sanacha son shel rosh, hu shehagavri yehei meutar betfillin. It's having the tefillin on. Now, obviously, in order to have the tefillin on, you have to put them on. But the kiyum is having the tefillin on. Okay? Whereas by the shel yad, the kiyum is putting them on. You hear the chiluk? By tefillin shel yad, okay, at the end, you have them on. But the ikar is the putting it on. Whereas the sharosh, ikar is having them on. And he brings you, and that's because of the word v'hayu. Even though it does say in our parsha v'hayu by the sharosh also, by the shayad also, but by the shayad, by the shayad, the sharosh rather, the lashon is always v'hayu. V'hayu l'tov tofos b'ninecha. Okay? Anyway, at least in Kriya Shema. But that's the robes you sewed. And he brings you a raya from the following. Let's skip down for a second. We'll come back to the robe. But look at the source number 31, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Zayin Aleph 31, refers to what they calls Poshe Yisrael Begufan, Jewish sinners, unfortunately, who sin physically. Maini, who, what's an example? Omarav Karkafta Delo Monach Tfilin. A head, a head of a Jewish person has no tfilin. That's considered a Poshe Yisrael. So Rav said, notice that it doesn't say an arm that didn't have tfilin on. Karkafta means head. It's a head that doesn't have tfilin on. Meaning suggests to Rav that there's a kiyum, the ikar is on your head, there should be tefillin. If you don't have tefillin on your head, then you are karkafta de l'marach tefillin. That's the kiyum. Okay, it doesn't say a body that didn't have tzitzis on or day, whatever mitzvah you want to pick. And doesn't even say the arm that didn't have tefillin, because there the mitzvah is putting on your arm. Here you don't have it on your head. Furthermore, the Rav said, Gemara Brachos Dav Vav, says in the Tokacha, actually before the Tokacha, in the Brachos, Parshas Kisama, Dvar Perkav Ches, Pasuk Tesi, Kimcha Hashem Lo La'am, Lam Kadosh, etc. Pasuk Yud, Miro Kol Ame Aretz, Kishem Hashem Nikro Alecha, Yoru Mecha. Everyone will see that the Shem Hashem, okay, the Shem Hashem is upon you. What does that mean? Says in one brachas vav mid aleph 33. When ayin shat tefillin oz heim l'Yisrael, tefillin are a source of strength. Yechsev this pasuk v'ro kam amay art ki shem Hashem nikol lechav yaru mecha b'tanya v'leizu agal omer elu tefillin shabarosh. That's a reference to tefillin shabarosh. Tefillin shabarosh are indicative of what? Kishem Hashem nikol lechav. It's not just putting them on; it's having them on. To go back to that paragraph, what the Rav says when it comes to we don't see that a person that puts tefillin on his arm is called Poshe Yisrael. Poshe Yisrael is only you don't have tefillin on your head, and we don't say Kishem Hashem nikol lechav tefillin shoyad. The tefillin shabarosh. Okay, and therefore the second paragraph of Beis, that's why there are two brachas on the Shorosh. If you only have a Shorosh, going that approach. Because they're two different kiyumim. One is a bracha of laniach, putting it on. Okay, the maisa mitzvah hanocha. And that usually said on the Shoyad, but it goes to Shorosh as well. If you don't have the Shorosh, you say, if you don't have a Shoyad, it's on the Shorosh too. But another mitzvah is a mitzvah of having the tefillin on. It's two different kiyumim, so to speak. Okay, and therefore, in the third paragraph, they've near the fear of Tam, Hatam, the Baruch Beis Baruch Hashal Shorosh, Keshtok Bain Time, Afu Bishin Baruch Pamayim, Mitzvah generally. Okay, because the Yesh Beis Kiyumim, defraud the Mitzvah Tzon Shorosh. Maisa Hanacha, Bahava Yosom, Al Rosho. That was the Rav's Yisod. Then he takes it a step further, and he says, as a matter of fact, we see this elsewhere as well. I was a little intentionally vague. I said, usually we don't have two Birchas and Mitzvahs on the same Mitzvah. Is that true? Well, yeah, usually it is true. But take a look back in source 34, now down to 34. Shabbos Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, excuse me, 34. Tanu Rabbanan, by a bris milah. Hamol Omer Asher Kiddushan Mitzvah Tzon Ala Milah. Then Avi Abayn Omer Asher Kiddushan Mitzvah Tzon Ala Achnitza B'Brisa Shal Abba Mavino. And Aom Dim Omer Kishem Shem Nichas Abis Ken Yikonis of Torah L'chup B'Maisim Tov. We've all seen this many times. What do you see from that Gemara? The two birchas hamitzvah on bris milah. One, the moel says ala milah. The other one is alach nisa b'risos avraham, and what the father says. Tosis over there in Shabbos kuf lamed zayin beis v'maskei avi abayin 35 says quotes the question of how fast you have to say that. You ever buy a bris? If you're the father, the grandfather, you sign like up there. Usually the moel says ala milah, and they tell the father right away. Now you say your bracha, elbow him or whatever. Right, they get going. Right, don't delay because we want it also to be over lasiyosim. Right, that's how Rabbi Shmuel says. Also, want to be Omer Lasiyosim. So, the father better say the mitzvah of Lachnisa B'Risos Habaminu quickly before the mole finishes the actual cutting, or at least before we call the Priya. We have two steps to the meal: is the cutting off the foreskin, is folding the foreskin back, and so on. So, before the Priya says some form of Omer Lasiyosim. But listen to the second line of 35. Rabbi Tam Hechzer Amina the Kadmusa. No, it doesn't matter because the mole, he says the bracha, but then the Avi Abayin, that's something else. Okay, that's something else. That's not a bracha. It sounds like on the actual meal itself. Okay, that's not a bracha on the meal itself. Now, the halacha, the Rambam, Hilchos Milah Paragimel Halacha Aleph, Paskins, the Mole says, Kodim Shiyama Asher Kishon Zon Ala Milah, Paragimel Halacha Aleph Hilchos Milah. Okay, and then the father makes a different bracha. He doesn't say when to say it. Shulchan Aruch also. Hilchos Milah, Yordesim Reish Samachay Sivala, 37. Amol Mavarach. Asher Kishon Sono Alamila, Aviyabain Bain Chaticha Sa'arla Lapriya. Between the cutting of the foreskin and the folding back, he says, Lachnisa Riso Shabamino, and you get part of the, get over Lasiyosan, at least partially. Like we say about the Tilas and Dai, you make the bracha after washing, we make it before drying because the mitzvah is not completed. Good. But you look in Tosa Zainam and Aleph and Psochim, Divimasa Bilavoyer, okay? The Mekanha Matsuch Rashboa, that's not the Rashboa of Shlomo Ben Aderes, was the Sfad, this was the Shimshon ben Avram, one of the Balatoses, Levarach lifnei amila lachniso, that the father must make the bracha of lachniso before, otherwise it's a lie. Lachniso sounds like it's mekadal haba. But look, below near ben Atam, and he quotes him on Shabbos. He says, "I've said before, and then referred to before." No, it's not a question because this bracha is not on the act of mila, but rather alzos lo kasha delo alzos hanasa achshav mevarach. It's a different bracha. It's not another birchas hamitzvah. The bracha lechnachlisa b'mishav aminu, even though it has the phrase asher kiddushan mitzvah in it, it's not really a bracha on the milah, but rather it's almost like a bracha shevach, thanking Hashem that He gave us this, and it's on the occasion and so on. And he says the same thing we find by birchas erusin. Okay, which we'll see momentarily. But what we see from here is that sometimes we can have the text, Asher Kiddushanam, as a Savat Sivanu, and refers not to a Birchas HaMitzvah, but a Birchas Sheva. We find the same thing, Hilcha Shechita, beginning of Yerodeya, 39, Simon Aleph of Yerodeya, Sim Zayin. Hashomeya ve'ena medaber im mumcha, shochet afil chatril, b'imacher mevorech. A person is a shochet, but he can't speak, so if he knows what he's doing, he can do the Shechita, but someone else should make the brocha. So the Taz is a long essay, not somewhat long essay there in Simchat and Yud Zayin. And he says, in general, why is Birchas, why is Shechita have a brachot? It's not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to shecht. If you want to have meat, you have to shecht. It seems to be no mitzvah to shecht. Right? So he says it's not a Birchas a mitzvah. It's a Birchas Shevach v'hoda. Okay, it's a thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us these dinim and so on. And lo and behold, the Taz writes, and I printed in 40, the third line, same thing with regards to the bracha of Machniso Barisha Shalom Ravino, and the same thing by the Birchas Erisin. What do you mean by the Birchas Erisin? The Birchas Erisin is the bracha Vasher Kirshon Sono Al Arayos, Veoslan Vasarusos, Vehitanos and the Suslan, the bracha is recited by the so-called Mesada Kedushin. Now, wait a minute. Is that a Birchas HaMitzvah? If so, the Chosin should be the one saying that bracha. Not the music call up the rabbi, his rebbe, his uncle, his grandfather. What's going on here? The rabbi's not getting married that night. Mesada, so-called Mesada Kedushin's not getting married that night. How can he say the bracha? Full disclosure, the Rambam happens to Paskin, but the Chosin does say the bracha. We don't follow that, okay? We don't follow that, but that's how the Rambam holds. It's a Chosin's bracha. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah to get married, a mitzvah to get married. So it's his bracha, okay? Okay? No, it does have. It has Asher Kiddushanam, it's one of our rayos. It does have Asher Kiddushanam. But the question is, how can the rabbi or the uncle or whoever it is make the bracha? He's not getting married. So the different answers. But one answer, that's what the Taz seems to favor over here, and it's based on something in the Rush, Exodus Parak Aleph, Simon Yud Beis, in 41, is that that's not a bracha on the mitzvah. It's a bracha, so to speak, on the occasion. And we're so wonderful that HaKadosh Baruch Hu selected us, and he gave us this way of separating ourselves from non-Jews, and we have a different way of marrying, and so on and so forth. You're looking in the Rush, okay? All you're looking right now is the last line of 41. U'bracha zu niskin lo se shemach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher kiddushanam mitzvah v'dilanam in amim v'tzivanu l'kadesh ishamu teristanam v'lo achas min arayis and so on. So putting everything together, what the Rav said now, well, the same thing as Arayah, the Rav arrived from the Rambam, Hilchos Erev and Perek Vav Halacha Chaf Daled, to make a bracha when we set up an Erev. The Rav arrived and wonders, what do you mean? When is there such a mitzvah to make an Erev? But the answer is, the Rav said, quotes this Taz, but then he says a little different angle. I mean, you want to go back and see the other sheet, that long sheet, those gimel. But the Rav said a little differently. He said, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, okay? I'm sorry, it's not a Birchas Shevach HaHodah, the way the Taz says, but rather, it's what the Rav calls a bracha on a chalos, on a halachic change of status. That's what the second bracha is. There's a change of status, okay? So when it comes to Bris Mila, before the Mila, the child's called an Orel. Now that he has a Mila, he's not an Orel anymore. That's a halachic change of status. An Ashes Ish, a pruya, an unmarried woman, has a certain halachic status. Now there's a bracha on a chalos, on a change of status. That's again a brisker chakir, but that's the idea. The bracha on a chalos. Shechita, before there was Zeiv Menachai, right? We're not allowed to eat the meat. Now there's a halachic change of status. So the same thing the Rav suggested over here with regards to Tulin, okay? There's a chalos kedusha. You can look at his language here in Gimel, but I urge you to read through it if you have the time. It's very, you know, nicely written up, okay? But look what he writes in the second last paragraph there on that page. Nira Levaris, Divra Tos, Wolf and Acher, Yishlomo Shaldas, Menetami, Yishbeis, Dinim, Birchas HaMitzvahs. Aleph, Brocha, Shenizkan, Maisa HaMitzvah, okay? And Beis, Birchas HaMitzvah, Shenizkan, Allah Chalos, Allahic change of status. Shechala Mikoch, Maisa HaMitzvah. And that's what he says over here in the last paragraph. Lofize, Yishlomo, Biswas, with the Tam, the Srila, the Brochen, Shtei, Brochas, Vanacha Tulin, the Tulin, Yishbeis, Kiyum, Yishkiyum, Maisa Hanacha, Oj, Chalos, Kedusha. Like we said before. Anyway, a very interesting, I think, approach to understand the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. How do we paskin on this machokas? We'll finish up. Take a look. So the riff in Menachos, Halachos Ketanos 43, on the page of the riff. The riff paskins the way, the simple reading of the Gemara, the way Rashi learned, there is one bracha on tefillin. Unless you talk. We're not talking about, you spoke there. You're talking about ordinary circumstances. The guy knows not to talk. So that's how the Rif says one bracha. You look at the end line of 43. The you never make two brachas on tefillin unless you talked in between the shayad and shorosh. Of a losach and mevarach ela achas. Tshuva sarashbo chelak hey simon yud aleph says the same thing. It's interesting because before we saw the kedush sarashbo, and when Achaz Lamavav, he seemed to prefer Ben Tam's approach, that long sarashbo we had earlier. But as I mentioned before, that the sarashbo is miyuchaslo. So this is perhaps a source of 18. Maybe he didn't write that chidushim. But anyway, he also passes this way. Okay, da shekol hagalilos iskimu b'kol hagalil. We all follow the riff. They only make one bracha, and that's a practice everywhere. At least in his circle, says Rashba in source 44. Okay, there's a collection, fascinating collection of tshuvas 45. Shalos tshuvas mina shamayim. One of the Balei Tosas, okay, had, I don't know, dreams, whatever. He met Malachim and he would ask Shilas and he printed the tshuvas that he got. It's all a question. Maybe we'll talk about it, whether you can paskin based on a dream or whatever. But the Shalos Simna Shemayim Simon Beis, I asked this question too to them. Shalti al Birchas Tilim, Halacha Kedibra Gon, musical fasis like the riff. One bracha is like the other, say two brachas. I am machlokes. And he says, quotes a pasuk with Zaro of Esbrisi Akimes Yitzchok. If Yitzchok, that's the riff of musical fasis, is right. The Rambam paskins that way too. Parak and Dalav Hilchot Tzvon, Halacha Dalav, you talk first at Tzvon Sharosh, is not Makev, and so on, if you didn't talk. But otherwise, if you make only one bracha, that's what the Rambam says, unless you talk. Halacha, hey, when do you make two brachas? Medvar Mur, Kishinah Achas, Nech Shteyan, Bavarach Bracha Achas, Behil, Anech Tzvon, that's it, unless you talk. So, all right. Now, the Rambam Shita, one second. Is a little strange. Because remember from before, the Rambam was the more of the Shmaitzer who said the two separate mitzvahs. Rambam, the Sefer mitzvahs we had earlier, said two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam's opinion requires a little Ian, okay? Because the Rambam says you only put, you know, if you put on the Shalyad, you say the Brochav L'Niach, if you only put on Shalyad. If you only put on Sharosh, you recite the Brochav L'Mitzvah Tzon. When you put on one, you recite one Brochav L'Niach Tzon, that's it. Okay, unless you speak. So the Rambam's Tzorch Ian. Because the Rambam said that Tzvon Shriyad and Tzvon Shriyad are two separate mitzvahs. Yet he says, under ordinary circumstances, he didn't talk, only one bracha. So in one of his tshuvas, the Rambam gave an answer. Shalos tshuvas, the Rambam is in Reish Peches 47. Okay, he says that how come if there are two mitzvahs, Amay Mevarach Achas Im Shtei Mitzvahs? So he writes, Afal Pisha Shtei Mitzvahs, Ein Vein Amak Bezuzo, Ho, the Inyan Shtei Mitzvahs, Inyan Echad, then Mevarach Achas, Inyan Shtei, and Hazikon, Shnema Laman, Tia Toros Hashem Beficho. He says, yeah, but ultimately the goal is the same, so it's enough for me to count it as two mitzvahs, but I hold you only have to have one bracha. That's the Rambam himself writes in the Shuvah. The Rav in that same piece, the bracha Samach Amabez, the Rishim Shuvah, Oz Dalad, the Rav said, he quotes the Rambam, he's bothered by this problem, and he gives a little bit of a difficult answer. He says that really the bracha of Al-Mitzvah's Tfilin, that's the bracha that's assigned to the Shorosh, that's why you have to make a, you know, really, the bracha of Laniach should go for both the Shalyad and the Shorosh, but they made a different text for the bracha of Al-Mitzvah Tzun, like we said before. And therefore, if you're going to repeat a bracha on the Shorosh, so then, you say Al-Mitzvah Tzun. But ordinarily, one bracha is enough. A little difficult, but that's how the Rav explained it. I think the Rav himself gave us the answer in a tshuva. Others disagree with this whole Yisod. Dagos Maimonides on the Rambam, Perek Dal Halacha Hei Os Beis, quotes from Rav Rutenberg, that he made two brachas on the Tzvon Shoyad, one in Shoyad, one in Shoyad, one in Shoyad. Again, we're talking under ordinary circumstances without any interruption. In the Halachas Tanis of the Rosh and Menachas and Nuchas Tzvon, Simon Yudal 50, he quotes also the Marami Rutenberg, also, my Benir Elila of the last 150, the Fumriyat and the Gemara, Shesh Arach, Shtei brachas. We always make two brachas, one in Shoyad, one in Shorosh, the Chain Hayano of Marami Rutenberg. That was Marami Rutenberg's practice. Okay. The Beis Yosef, Simon Chofei, Ozei, the Maskul Yivarech, again, summarizes the different shitas, and he quotes that the Ogre wondered why, it's a different, he quotes a Zohar, okay, that seems to say only one bracha, and the Ogre wondered if the Zohar is against the Gemara, but all right, the Beis Yosef says not the first time, and he quotes a different shitas, but he does say, Alpi Kabbalah, also he should make one bracha, okay, only, and in the Shulchan Aruch, we find the two shitas, Simon Chafei, Simfei 52, he paskins like the riff, the one bracha on the tzon. That's it. The Rambam says, right? He said, even if you didn't talk, we make two different brachas. But then he adds, but after the second bracha, the bracha on the Shorosh, you should say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, the Olam Vod, which is what we do. And of course, it's, and he writes in the Siftes, I printed in the Siftes also, it's also, of course, the talk between the Shalyad and the Shorosh, and so on. Okay. The Magen Avraham says, first of all, Sifkot and Tess, that the bracha's text is not Al Mitzvos Tfilin, but Al Mitzvahs in the singular. Fine. The Mishnah Berurah discusses, why do we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam HaMoed? The Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Chafalim, 50 verses. You know why? Mishum Chashash, Sofek Brocha Levatola. Because maybe the Psak is the other way. Maybe we should paskin that the Brocha Lenech Tzil instead of Shayad goes in Sharosh as well. And we paskin like those who Shonim, we shouldn't say Al Mitzvah Tzilin. So just in case, after you say Al Mitzvah Tzilin, you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam HaMoed, which is something you always say after, perhaps mistakenly making a Brocha. Okay, because the idea, it's not magic. What it does is, I said the Shem Hashem, so I praise him right away. So it takes away the sting, so to speak, of an improper bracha. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Maybe the halach is not like a minute time. Okay? And Siv Kotten Lamed Aleph explains, we don't make two brachas. You make only the Hanech, according to those, it goes just on the Shoyad and the Sharosh. Okay. Now, in the Bir Halacha, he quotes Rekhi Eger and others who say that if you made it, interruption by speaking, you have to make two brachas in the Shal Rosh, should also adjust the Shal Yad, so it creates the Shal Yad as well. Fine. I just printed in 56, Shacharach and Simon Chavov in Orachaim. It's if Aleph, if you only have one tefillin, only have one tefillah, then put that one on and make whatever bracha, Shekolachas, Mitzvah Natsma. And therefore, the same thing, you have both, but you can't put one on. You have some other problem, you have a cast or something like that. Okay? But in Siv Beis, he writes, according to Mechaber, one bracha. Okay. But the Ramah says, those of us who always make two brachas, make the two brachas, like we explained. Okay. Different shitas, as to what people do. The Mishnah Berurah writes, the Prima Gaon, I don't remember what Sikhotin it is there, Simcha Chavav, but he quotes the Prima Gaon that, different shitas, what bracha to make. The Shalah, in Maseches Chulin, Perak Nemetz, Oslam and Beis, the Shalah says that the tefillin is one unit, and it's like Zohar and Shomor, two different things. He quotes a Zohar, and they're related, Zohar and Shomor, it's like heads and tails of the same coin, and therefore you should only make one bracha. And he writes, V'chein Noagin, on the third line of 58, Rov Tutsis Yisrael, most Jewish communities, B'chol Machlis Shalom, all Jewish communities, except Zulas, Poland, Pihem, that's Bohemia, Merin, Estreich, right? There we make two brachas, but everyone else makes one bracha, and that's what he thinks is the majority. But the Vilna Gaon, by the way, the Maaseh Rav, Hilchos Tzitzis, Oschav Beis, 59, Soch Mevarach Shtayim, below Soch Mevarach Achas. The Vilna Gaon, despite not being as far, they felt that was the more correct approach, to make only one bracha, and not two. And again, that's the Sfaradi practice, or maybe those who follow the Gaon follow that practice. Just want to conclude with the words of the Aruch HaShulchan, mentions a very fascinating idea. It's in Chafei, source 60. Aruch HaShulchan, and Sif Yud, first of all, says with Dvar HaBrochas, Plug Torah Vos, a big machlokas, like one brocha, two brochas, we talk, not talk, then he summarizes everything the way we said it. And then the question, you're going to make two on the Shorosh, you touch the Shoyad, that whole discussion. But at the end, he interviewed Beis, he wonders about this Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod. What is that all about? And usually, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah and other poskim, that's just in case you weren't supposed to say the Baruch of Al Mitzvah Tillin, and with the Baruch of Atalos, you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod. That strikes me as a little difficult, because after all, the Ramah is paskening, like the Chachmai Ashkenaz, like the Maharam Rutenberg, like the Rosh, like that goes my minutes and so on. So what do you mean? We paskin that way. What do you have to say? Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod. We're paskin like those who show them, who say, like Aben Atam, who say that there are two brachas. Right? What is it? Now we're suddenly worried. Well, maybe we should paskin the other way. That's not how we paskin. Right? So the Aruch HaShulchan says something very beautiful. And somebody just posted, I think Lenny just posted, about the impact of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod. He says, as far as look and see if you're based on Nias Daiti Mira. Damiris Baruch, that's an abbreviation, Bashkimalu. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod. Eino mitam sofek bracha mitam acher. Goes back to what we said before, the yisod that the Rav developed, but it's really here in the Aruch HaShulchan, just in a different context. Look at Sifyud Gimel. Chay Nirali. The birchas al mitzvahs tefillin, he birchas hodah. Rav said it's on a chalos, but we saw some say it's like a birchas hodah. Kiwashar Kasadim, he called him. Bios mitzvah zu, hakesher hagodol, shabakasher, sisual avim shabashamayim. Tefillin is what connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kav Yochu is tefillin. Tefillin connects us, binds us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially the tefillin Shorosh. And again, in Shema Yisrael and so on, that's our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Suggest the Aruch HaShulchan. We say Al Mitzvah tefillin. We right away say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod, not because of Baruch HaVatala, but because we're emphasizing what this is. This Baruch, we're praising HaKadosh Baruch. When do we normally say Baruch Shem Kol Machzor about every day? After saying Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenosh, Shema Echad, then we say Baruch Shem, like Yankov Inu did, and Moshe Abinu, right? There are different sources, like Mom Psachim and other quotes, okay, and other sources in Midrashim. So the Baruch Shem Kol Machzor highlights this idea to take it a step further, like the Rav developed, that the Baruch, that the Tzon Tzorosh is a status. It's a status symbol. It's Kishem Hashem Nikra Alechom. We have the Shem Hashem upon us. And for that, as the words of praise, we say we complete the mitzvah tefillin, especially the tefillin Tzorosh, and we have it more than hodah. He says hodah. We say it's more than hodah. We've status changed. We now are kakafta diyes monach tefillin. We should say and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso L'Olam. An interesting approach from the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, we'll stop over here. I think think about with regards to tefillin, maybe we don't always think about this as often as we perhaps should. Wish everybody a good time.